another episode of the Get Fit, Lose Weight podcast show. Welcome along. If you're new here, I'm Ross. I'm a qualified personal trainer and I run my own business. And in this podcast, I want to give honest advice. There's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of complicated advice about the health and fitness industry. And I just want to cut through all that and give, you know, practical and stuff you can implement straight away that I know works. I've been a personal trainer for quite some time now, about 15, 16 years. And this is the advice I'd give my clients. So I hope you get something from this podcast. And, you know, any comments, let me know. But I'll try and cover this subject as best I can. So in today's episode, we're discussing how to start exercising when you are out of shape at home. So this is, I think, quite a good subject that a lot of people may be interested in finding out the best way to do this. So obviously you got the options of, you know, you can always work out at a gym and stuff, but it's not for everyone. You know, and I always say to people say to me all the time, oh, how do I get fit? I don't want to join a gym. It's too expensive and all this. And I just tell them that, you know, you don't have to join a gym to get fit. I mean, you really don't, even though, you know, that's my job and I'm based in a gym. You don't have to come to a gym. It can cost you relatively not much money, actually. A gym membership where I live is about 58 quid a month, 58 British pounds, depending on what you go to. That's the one I go to, which, you know, members pay. But anyway, we want to know how to get going, or what would my advice be on if you're out of shape. So in other words, you haven't, you know, worked out for a while, and that's a case for a lot of people. A lot of people come to me. And sort of, they've either been exercising, you know, or, you know, years ago and they've had a break, or they're completely new and they haven't exercised at all. That's something I deal with quite a lot. So I've got quite a big experience, I'd say, maybe in this question. So anyway, let's sort of get into it. So the first thing I would recommend is if you are new to exercising, okay, you're best to just make sure your health is in a good place to start exercising. For most people, it will be. You know, for most people, they will just think, well, I'm fine, and they'll get going. But if you, you know, if you do have any concerns, or, you know, you sort of want a bit of peace of mind, I would just, you know, get checked out, you know, from your doctor or whatever you want to do, whoever you know, looks after you health wise just mention to them that you're going to start some kind of exercise program, or you want to sort of get in shape. And, you know, and they'll just say, yep, yeah, perfect, or not. But I always say to people, you know, it's something that probably people can't be bothered to do, but if you haven't exercised and you're you got any concerns about any joint problems, or, you know, anything at all, mention it to them, and they might, you know, the doctor might give you some advice on whether to start or things to avoid. So, you know, it's just a little thing. It's not essential, but I always play it safe with clients and tell them to do that. So let's assume that you know, that's all good, and you're like, right, what do I do? Where do I start? So let's assume that you're, you know, you can do some exercise, but, you know, you're not the fittest, which most people aren't if they haven't done anything for a while. You know, you get out of breath walking up the stairs. You just maybe put on a few extra pounds and you're not feeling great. That's a sort of general person I'll come across. Maybe middle-aged, maybe slightly younger, or just maybe slightly older than middle-aged. It doesn't really matter the advice I'm going to give. Either way, you just have to start off with the advice I'd recommend. So we're on about how to start exercising when you're out of shape and at home. So this is going to be the at home version of the exercises. So just to recap, I would advise you just get checked out if you think any health wise, if you got any concerns. So let's assume that's all fine. So what I would say, and I say this without fear of repeating myself quite a lot on the different podcasts I do, you need to commit. First thing is, before you start exercising, you need to commit to a schedule. And this is really, really important, because if you haven't got a schedule and you can't maintain regular exercise, no matter what you've planned to do, won't work, because you just simply won't be doing it. So the first thing is to look at your diary, or you may not have to look at your diary. You might know your schedule in your head. And look for two times in the week that you think you could fit in a 45-minute slot for some exercise. Excuse me. Because that is the best place to start. Because no matter what you decide, if you haven't got consistency with your training, it will not work. So, for example, you may look at your schedule and you might think, right, I've got Wednesday mornings I could do, depending on your workload, at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, though I have a 45-minute slot. Or it might be an evening. You might have Thursday evening from 6 till 6:45, depending on if you've got family and all things like that. But anyway, you get the idea. You find two times in the week that you have a 45-minute slot available. It doesn't need to be an hour, just 45 minutes. And once you've got that sorted, the next thing to do is to write it down. Now, when I say write it down, I mean physically write it into some kind of diary, or if you've got like a diary on your phone, and put it in as an appointment, like you would if you're going to a dentist, or you're going to a doctor, or you have a meeting. Schedule it in, and you can call it obviously whatever you like. It's a 45-minute appointment. You can do it as gym time or exercise time or whatever you want to call it. Because once it's written in as an appointment, it's far harder to miss it or cancel or forget about it. Now, you might think these things are quite basic and common sense, but common sense is not always common practice. And with these types of things, if you leave it to chance and you just think, I'm going to go to the gym tonight, but you haven't really scheduled it in and you're not really dedicated, you probably won't go, especially if it's at the end of the day and you're tired. So the best thing is to schedule it in, and that's your days. It might be a Tuesday and a Thursday, or a Monday and a Wednesday. Ideally, you don't have 2 days together, because we're aiming to exercise twice a week, obviously, so to start you off. So a Monday and a Tuesday is okay, but it's not ideal. You best have a day gap in between. So something like a Monday, Wednesday, or Wednesday and a Friday, or Tuesday and Thursday, something like that. But it's not essential. If you've got 2 days together, it's okay. Okay, so don't worry too much. So once you've got your time and your day sorted, you know that you've got your workout times. The next thing is to decide, well, what do I do? How do I do it? What's the best exercises to get in shape? I'm going to run through that with you now. Now, there's quite a few different types of exercise. You have an exercise called cardiovascular exercise, better known as cardio. People go to the gym, they do cardio, and that tends to lean towards exercises like cycling, running, rowing, things that work your lungs, your heart.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The state of mental health in this country is reaching fever pitch.
And unfortunately, prescription medication doesn't seem to be the answer for so many of us we all hoped it would be.
But it's a hard conversation to confront, obviously.
But just a spoonful of humor helps the medicine go down. This is not to minimize its importance, but rather to encourage and foster a breeding ground for even more connection.
After all, laughter is one of the only trusted ways we're going to get through this carnage with a smile on our face.
We're here to be informative. We're here to be funny.
But most of all, we're here to be curious about new and innovative ways to discover
a better pill to swallow
and improve your fitness, your lung capacity, things like that. So that'd be cardiovascular training. So that's an option. There is quite a few. I'll go through the ones I think which are relevant to this. You've got also strength training. So strength training is classed as anything where you're pushing resistance. So it could be holding dumbbells, holding hand weights, lifting weights, pushing something, pulling something, lifting above your head. Anything like that is classed as like strength training. Those are probably the two things most people start with. And it's the things I would recommend as well. There is other things out there. There's all types of different training. But, you know, remember, this is for someone that's out of shape, and this is how to start off. All right. So those are the options, and actually those two I would choose. So you want to do some strength training, excuse me, and some cardiovascular. Now, you do not need any equipment for this. Okay, if you've got a set of dumbbells or a set of hand weights, brilliant, you can incorporate them. But working out at home, you can absolutely do this with no equipment. And I did this for a long time during lockdown. I was doing all my fitness classes online because obviously we couldn't meet in my normal room I train people in because of everything. So I was doing home workouts live over, I think it was Facebook. And I'd have a group of like 15, 20 people. We did it over Zoom, I think it was. And the people that were in my class didn't have any equipment at all. But they managed to get through it. Because you can do stuff. So don't think for a minute you need all the fancy equipment. You know, the basics are easy to do that with no equipment. And don't overcomplicate anything neither. You do not need to go down a complicated route with fitness at all. All right. Even if people tell you it's not needed, it really isn't. So what do we do? How long do we do it for? So recapping, been checked off by the doctor. You've got your two times a week, the days and the time sorted. We've decided we're going to do a mixture of strength training exercises and cardio. So you can get the best out of everything there. You're going to build up some strength, you can get stronger, and you're going to increase your fitness. Two very good things. Here we go then, the workout. So with the workout, obviously, what do you wear? Well, maybe common sense, but obviously wear some light clothing. So shorts, t-shirt, trainers, trainer shoes, or anything you want. But as long as it's light, you know, you get the idea. Something light, something you can you can breathe in easily, something not too tight on you, anything you feel comfortable in. So the first thing you want to do, there's, you know, maybe three elements. You know, there probably is more, but to keep it simple, there's three elements. You've got your warm-up, which is at the beginning of your workout. Then the second element is your main workout, which is a bit you'll probably do the most work in, we normally do. Then the third one is your cool down, which you do at the end, which incorporates you just gently cooling down and some stretches if you want to. So that's the three main things you need to go to. How long do you do each one? Well, you're a beginner, so you don't do them for long, and the aim is to build up. So if you imagine everything you do at the beginning is not so intense and not very long, and the aim is to gradually build on those up, so the intensity increases of whatever you're doing and the time increases. Two main things. There is other things as well, but you know, we're keeping it simple, and this will be very effective for you. So for your warm-up, you can normally do some type of movements. So a warm-up just consists of you maybe starting off marching on the spot and just rolling your shoulders around. It's a very simple, great warm-up. I used to do this with my class, and you start with a small little march. So the warm-up starts very easy, and you gradually increase maybe the movement over maybe 3 or 4 minutes for warm-up. So you can march on the spot, and over a few minutes you can bring your knees up higher, you can increase the shoulder rolls, then you can start pushing your hands forward and back, like a push movement, forward and back, again, starting with small movement, and over a few minutes, increasing the movement. So you are gently, everything's getting bigger as you go for the warm-up. And you can do some shoulder presses where you're pushing your arms up above your head, up and down. All this while marching on the spot. And you'll find you're warming up. You'll find that your heart rate increases. Your breathing increases a bit. And it's a basic warm-up. Then you might want to maybe just jog very, very lightly on the spot towards the end of the 3 or 4 minutes for the warm-up. That is a basic warm-up, but it's going to do the job. Do you need to stretch before your workout? No, not really. You don't need to stretch, but you need to stretch at the end of your workout, I'd recommend. So warm up, 3 or 4 minutes. You can also go to 5 minutes if you want. Like I said, march on the spot, shoulder rolls, back and forwards. You can do some high knees, gently jogging on the spot at the end. That's going to be sufficient. It's going to get your muscles warm. It's going to get your joints warm. Then you're ready for your main workout. Now, there's a variety of stuff you can do for your main workout. I'm going to treat this like you're a beginner and you haven't done much for a while. What you can do is very simple exercises to increase your heart rate and get your fitness up and improve strength. So you can do, for example, you can do some squats. Now, remember the squats, the feet about hip width apart, and you squat, lowering your bum down, taking your bum backwards, so as though you're sitting in a chair. So when you squat, your bum goes back, and your knees, if you look down, your knees shouldn't go forward above your toes. You need to keep your knees roughly above your ankles, take your bum back, and squat. Now, you can do a little circuit, I'd recommend, so you can have a structure of how many exercises you do, then move on to the next one. So for example, for your main workout, I would recommend 15 to 20 squats. Now, this is just called body weight exercises, so it means you are just lifting your body weight. We're not at this stage adding any additional weight to your body, and that would be like holding dumbbells or some kind of weight. That can come down the line, but remember, we're starting out. So 15 to 20 squats. So it'd be simply counting to beat about 2 seconds down, 2 seconds up. So you start standing up, you squat down over 1, 2, then you'd be at the bottom, then you stand up, 1, 2. And you just simply just count that 15 to 20 times. So this is quite good as strength work for your legs. Also, it's going to give you a bit of a cardiovascular effect as well. So once you've done your 20 squats, you can think, right, so I've done a bit of my legs, I'm now going to attempt doing some upper body strength. So then you could find somewhere comfortable. If you've got a mat or somewhere comfortable, you can gently go onto your front. So you go down to your knees, hands on the floor, a bit wider than shoulder width apart, and you can try some press ups off your knees. So remember, you can do these off your toes if you're advanced, but to start you off, you'd basically be on your hands and your knees. And what you need to do is, when you're on your hands and knees, walk your top of your body forward with your hands so your hips aren't directly below your knees. You need to be forward from that, if it makes sense. So your knees need to be away from your hips. And the simple way to do that is go on your hands and knees, and with your hands, just walk forward a bit so you're stretched out, and that'll be a good position for you. Then you simply just bend your elbows, lower your chest to the floor in a count of about two again. So you go down for two and up for two. So you go one, two in the bottom, then you go one, two at the top. Again, 15 to 20 press-ups with your knees. And what you can actually do, you can do maybe two sets of each one. So that means two lots of 20 or two lots of 15, depending on what you're doing. And you can do this with the squats as well. So you can do 15 or 20 squats, have a rest for about 45 seconds to a minute, then repeat it, another 15 or 20 squats. And that would be classed as two sets. And you can do this with every exercise I give you today. So you could do, so basically you end up doing, if you do 20 squats, you end up doing 40 because you double it. So your press ups, if you do 20 press ups, have a rest of about 45 seconds to a minute, then go for another 20. So you end up in total doing 40. That makes sense. Remember, this is all adjustable. If you can't make 20, it doesn't matter. You can do 15. You know, it's all adjustable. There's no magic number, but you know, around 50 or 20 is a good start. So once you've done that, you can think, right, well, I'm going to practice doing maybe some lunges. Lunges is back to the legs again. And, you know, you just stand feet hip-width apart, take one foot back. So not quite a big step, so it's a wide step, and your back foot is in the air, so your heel's in the air. Then you gently just drop straight down, so you get a right angle in each leg. So the front leg has a right angle and the back leg has a right angle. And you could do, again, same thing. 15 or 20 each leg, rest, and go again. So you see, you build up a little routine. You've got squats, you've got press-ups, you've got lunges. You might be sweating at this point. So far, this is classed as strength work, but it may have a little bit of a cardio effect on you. And what you can do, once you've done those three exercises, you can add in a cardio blast. So you're going to do, okay, well, I'm going to gently try very easy star jumps. Now with star jumps, you do leave the ground very slightly, but I'm not talking huge star jumps. You can do beginner star jumps where you just gently hop in and out, but not too far. So a star jump would be taking your arms to the side and your legs to the side, and those will really get your heart rate up. If you've got any joint problems or anything like that over your knees, I wouldn't recommend doing them. You could just step to the side individually. So you could do your right leg and your left leg. You could do your right leg and your right arm. Step one, bring those back in. Then step out your left arm and your left leg. Then step it back in. Then step out your right together instead of jumping. But the advanced one would be obviously doing the jumps right and left leg together, right and left arm together, just like a star jump. Don't go too aggressive with those. Take your time. And again, 15 to 20. So this would be more of a cardio. And also you can add in jogging on the spot. Very effective. If you want to make it hard, high knees. Bring your knees up. You can count how many you do, 15 to 20 each leg. And you see, you're building up a mixture of strength and cardio. Now, believe it or not, that would be your main workout. I would possibly add in maybe a core strength. So you could do something like on the floor, and you could do some very easy little half crunches. So it'll be on your back, knees bent, and hands on the temple. Then this isn't a full sit up. You don't have to bring yourself right up to your knees. You can just do a half crunch, just a little crunch. So your upper back comes off the floor and your lower back stays on the floor. A half little crunch, and you could start off with them. I mean, there's things like planks you can do as well and stuff like that. But I want this just to get you started, and this is what I would start my clients on, because it's a simple little routine, and that would be your main workout. So we got squats, we got lunges, and we've got press ups. Then you've got your bit of your cardio. You know, you got maybe possibly star jumps and high knees and crunches on the floor. And that could be one circuit. So you could repeat that twice over if you wanted. Or just do it once, see how you feel. But you'll certainly get all this in 45 minutes. And it's always best to have a bit of time left after your workout. You don't want to be thinking you've got to ram it all in. You'll definitely do that. Definitely do that within the 45 minutes. Depends how much rest you need. Remember, when you're a beginner, you can have rests as much as you like because you're going to be out of breath and you'll probably find it, you know, it might be quite challenging for you. Take it easy. These exercises I've given you, they're adaptable. You know, you can do 10 of each exercise if you want. I was mentioning 15 or 20. It does not have to be. Wherever you are is wherever you are. Wherever you are is wherever you start. Okay, so everyone's different. Your aim is to build up over time. But, you know, everyone's different. But try that little routine. Try that little routine. Now, the last bit of the workout was the stretches, wasn't it? Again, we're not setting the world on fire with our stretches. You know, I would just recommend simple stretches, full body stretches. So you can do some stretches for your upper body and, you know, you can do some stretches for your lower body. Keep it simple. If you're not sure what stretches to do, I'd recommend just look online at full body stretches and you'll get an idea. Yeah, they're very simple. You do a few minutes of stretch and that'll be it. And that will be your full workout. I hope that helped. Remember, if you do like the stuff, you can subscribe to the podcast. Plenty more stuff coming up. And if you'd be so kind to leave a review if you feel like it. No worries if not, but it's always good to have a few reviews now and again. Anyway, until next time, thanks for making it all the way to the end if you have. And good health. And I hope you get on well with this routine. Until next time, take care. See you again soon.